Yeah.
Huh? Tavu Bailam, the Shimer, Minishba, Vilker Gandev, Tavu Shimer, Tavu Shimer, Bahaida, Tavu Bailam, the Kafar, Aviatim. So then the Shimer swore, and then the Shimer was Tavay the Gandev, they found the Gandev, the Shimer was Tavay the Gandev, he was married to the Shimer. He's created for the Baal and the Baal Bar Eidim. So Nifter Aganav by Haidah Shimer Oiloi Nifter Aganav by Da Shimer Grashi. Me Nifter Aganav Menakefo Kishar Moidu Knas by Da Shahidla Shimer Oiloi Nifter Chivon, the Nishba Shimer Chila. The Shimer swore. Mistalik. He's out of the picture. Veshuv ein b'shmirasai. Ein b'shmirasai. V'lehav ha'idah. So the ha'idah to the Shimer is irrelevant. Because the Shimer is out of the picture. Taisa speaks there. Mashm the hayd laacher she ain bal davar lehav hayda. Hayda to someone who's not a bal davar is not hayda. Tam I like boy leaning Karen Gufa. Shloi bo edim. You have hayda iloi. Why are we clearing Ugabe? We're clearing whether the hayda to the shaymer is hayda. Do we say the shaymer is out of the picture, right? Or not? Right, that's the question. Is the Shemer considered a Zara here? No, it's Mashmas. Why are we declaring only Gabe, the Gabe, the Gabe Kefal? Why are we declaring Gabe the Karen? Whether it does, but then it's good. Whether it's a Da or not. They said the Karen will have Matzah Mifshad, or the Pashat, Meshach and Ishbaloi, whatever, the Hemshach Gemara. So the this grad of shayla about this is it considered haidah, is a shayach haidah like a karen without a tefiyah? Right, the mechalik is a shaynim. Taiz of here is saying it doesn't help, and other shaynim say the gabbai karen is considered gabbai karen. You don't need a tefiyah. Shayach haidah without a tefiyah. It's a big shayla of it, but. It's the Gabi the Karen. The question is, the Gabi the Knas, here we're talking about the Gabi Knas, whether it's Knas or not. Whether it's Knas Potter, that's over here. Then you might need a Tviyat, Shail Gabi Karen, not. So, like upon him, the Gemara Shail is it considered Aidah to the Shimer or not? They'll Potter the Ganer from paying Kefal ultimately. Amarava. Amarava, and Be'emes Nishba Niftar Agana by Da Shimer. And Meshach and Nishba Leinit Agana by Da Shimer. He's Pesh the Shaila. Look right. If it's if he swore correctly, he said it was aynis and attack on aynis. So nitta gana by da shaymer. Chim the neman who and an sahadi yav meshtacha behema nichle el mare tev biyade. You know the hey chilkach al shaymer zel chazachrea utfiyase tviya by da gana by da. So if he swore truthfully, so then the ganav is potter with the shvur that he made to the shaymer. Why? because the Bailam doesn't mind the object being by the Shomer. Then we say, and adrabba, it's the Shomer's job to go ahead and try to get it back from the Gazlan, even though Betzem is Potter. In other words, it was Taka Gneid Bainis, and Shomer Chinam is Potter. But still, since the Mafkir doesn't mind him getting it from the Gazlan to give it to him, so then we say adrabba. And it's mutl betzim upon him to try to get the object. Our shomer is el lechaza acharel. So meila michayim medina shomer. Inu is potter. Sounds like it's still mutl upon him to go try to track it down. So meila, if he's tevei, the guy has din tefia. If it has din tefia, meila to consider it up. But the nishba l'sheker shetayin meis a nishba a nignav abayinis matze sheina kain chim the megali milus of the shakan and on sadly nichale the mara lev esu shemar la utfiyasai ain a tfiyah. So if he swore falsely, then obviously the Bailam doesn't trust him. He's not going to want him to it should be by him. Therefore, the Baal doesn't want the Shomer to be Tevea, the Ganev, to get it back. So Mela, the Tfiyah of the Shomer to the Ganev is not a Tfiyah. Mela, the Haidah of the Ganev is not a Haidah. Mela, ultimately, Edom come and say that he stole it. He's chayiv keif. That's according to this version.
How do we know if he's mishakir
now? What?
How do we know if he's mishakir
now? We know. We find out. What do you mean? Edom come. Whatever.
Now what's he claiming?
He claimed that it was an einus. It was nignum of einus.
But let's say he said it was stolen.
Or he says it was mace. Really, he says it was mace. Obviously, he lied. We found it, right?
But let's say he said it was stolen.
By Nishba, what?
Let's say he said it was stolen, and you know, he was lying, copy him.
I mean, he was lying, but the mace was stolen.
So that's not called lying.
He says it was.
He was lying.
Why was he lying? It was stolen.
He didn't know.
He didn't know it was stolen?
He was, yeah.
If you can prove that, then Echanami. As far as this Gemara is concerned, Hidol Shah, whether does he have the trust of the Baalim or not? So if you can prove that he lied, no matter what it was, he doesn't trust him. If he doesn't trust him, he doesn't want him to be tevei. He doesn't want him to be. It's not a tefiyah. It's not a idea. Boy, Rava, Amad Lishava, Meshaker, Melay Nichu Mao. He's about to swear. Melay Nishba Nemenu, Adayin LeBayim Adom. Makim Lam Lishava Sulam Him Nelay Bayim. If he's about to swear, do we say that he lost the trust? He's about to swear falsely. Mais he never did.
Rav Kana Masni Hachi. How do we know he was about to swear falsely? He says, I'm about to swear falsely.
About to swear that it died.
He was tevei him. And he claims that it died. And Spez, okay, so Spez says, okay, so you got to swear. Right? Hashem has to swear.
And that means he's about to swear that it died.
Again.
Yeah.
He said, fine, I'll swear. And they convinced him out of it. What's for sure? Rav Kana Masni Hachi. Rav Yumi Masni a different also. By Rava. Nishba L'Sheker Mau. Teiku. If he swore falsely, where before Rava said, before Rava said Vaday, if he swore falsely, then it's not a tefiyah. Here, Gufa Rava was clarifying about that. Gosh, Nishba Sheker Mao, Mi Aminon, Akati Alei Rami, Chim Lo Sheker Nishba, Seifer Leschareid Lo Shalein, Hilk Tviyos and Tefiyah Oiloi. So now we say Fakarit. The fact that it's he swore falsely, Rashi says, so it's far to say, Seifel is charet, was shalin. The male is tvi is a tvi.
What's all low? What, he won't be nishai?
No.
Well, maybe the Baalim still doesn't trust him, I don't know. Doesn't say what that says.
That was the
Pashas before. Tavuhu Baalim. Tavu Baal Mashaimer. Tavu Baal Mashaimer. Mashilain. He paid. Hooker Ganev. No, he paid the finishes then. Right? Mashilain. Hooker Ganev. Tavu Baalim Vahida. Tavu Shaimer. Makafa. Paid Aidim. Behavi Aidim. Here's the Fakarta case. He bets him. The cave was supposed to go to the Shimer, like we had before. Shimon Rosh Hashava, it's the Mishnah and Mafkin, and he gets the cave. So now, the Baalim were to bear the Ganav.
What do they care?
What? See? So again, Tavu Baalim Vahayda. Tavu Shaimer b'kafar. Hevi Edim. So the question is, Nifta Gana b'edas b'aylim, Eloi. Right? So the Fakir again. Now it's the b'aylim that are being tevei, and it was much. Is the daughter of the b'aylim help or not? Mia Minon, Matzi Amalei. Oh, it's Hidafka. This is Taish Bo Rabbi Niskamar. You say that Moedu Knas Nachach Bo Edim. Well, Achrayim said that's the Tais Raya and Raman Aleph. The Tais said that you are Chayim, right? Because I'm sorry. Let's see. But Malach Mashkul Shmaitz in the Malach Kasach Bar Edim you Potter, because over here outside that it's a good Haidah, Edim came afterwards, right? Outside it's a good idea, he's potter. You see, this part, but it has a play from his potter. That's not the main point. The point is, the question is, does the haida to the Baalim, is that considered haida? What's a shayla? Mi aminan. Matzi amalei l'shaymer. Le Baalim, atun, kimen l'shaklisu l'chu, demei, istalikdu l'chu ma'acha. You guys aren't a baldavar. You got your money. The shaymer is now the ganz of baldavar. He's the baldavar in the kefil. They weren't might to the Shimer. What does help is might to the Baalim? The Baalim are out of the picture already. Aydilma, Matzi Amar, Lei, Kihechi, Da'at, Abdis, Lon Milsa, Nanami, Abdinon, Loch, Tarchina, Basa, Gamba. Shakal Nanandi Don, Mishkol Ati Doch. So they feel that they're responsible to chase the guy down because the mice, the guy did the shame, did him a favor.
But how does that work with the chum? To not give him kefir?
Well, just like we had till now, the shamer, right? So the Shimer, he's also out of picture, right? But yeah, we had it said that
if I can't, there
it's his responsibility. We say that that's considered Haida. He was gonna mess with the Baalim, right?
Right.
So but the Zirash, Adav El Milsa, Taivish Lam Bil Fnim Shuddin, Hilka Al Didonami, Rami Lamev Milsa the Tevusa, Aduri Basa Gamba, Umitve, Tsuyasa and Tfiya. You know, something that they should do. That's enough to make it give Hashem tefillah. That's what they're supposed to do. The question is, even the case before the Shomer, right? Was the Shomer mechuyev? Was the right thing to do? I mean,
right.
So it seems like here it's saying just it's the right thing to do. So we had a time to say that. So that's called a tefillah. That's the menschlich thing to do. She's a yashar atayim. That's a psadin, it's halacha. It's not just being a nice guy. Yeah, being a nice guy. Yeah, you can't mess me over. You're being a nice guy. There's no shem tefiya, right? But I said, no. You see that doing the right thing is halacha. And it has a tzedek tefiya. Take it. Itma. Gon nigneva ba'ainis v'hukar ganev. I'm a baya. I'm shayim achinamu. Rots aysim aydin. Rots a nishba. Look Rashi. Nigva bainis. List mizoin. Shayim a sachar. Pot and bay. Acharka hukar ganev. Yachol chayfai. Laitzim yade. So, betem, he's potter. Question is, what does he have to do? They found the ganev. So what does he got to do? Amr Abaye. Is he mechuyev to lay out the money and he should go take the guy to the entire or not? Abaye Amr Shem Echinimu Rotsa Aisi Moedin Rotsa Nishba Rotsa Nishba Grash Ba'am Yifanim Ma'am Ganav. He's not mechuyev to deal with the Ganav. He could just make a Shavua. He could just swim path himself. Im shem esachar hu, oisi im oidin, vein in nishba. It's crashy. Mishalom abaylam hu, yifim anagana. Rava says, no, echazev, echazev, oisi im oidin, vein in nishba. Rava holds, no, im shem echinam, very interesting halacha. Even though Betzim is potter, he's mechuyiv to pay the baylam, since he could get it from the ganav, he's mechuyiv to pay the baylam, and then get reimbursed from the ganav. Rashi. Nimshem esacharu. I've got the pot of balis mizuyin. Hachayel v'hukar ganav. V'leyavsid klum. All the track achrel. Fikachu yishal l'bayim v'yachza v'yifim in aganav. Oisi meidin yishalim. Mitzah ol v'lach chazer achar beida.
So we're forcing him to do a mitzvah?
Huh?
We're forcing him to do a mitzvah?
Maybe it's not just a mitzvah. Maybe it's. See. All the Troy Achra. The question is, Medina is Shaimrim is Yechayev. See, Abai is Machal and Hashem Achim Shem Asachar. Right? Even though they're both potter over here, right? What's the svarat mechalek? Hey, Baya.
Shem Achinam was doing you a favor, so do him a favor.
Huh? So I thought the svarat Baya was that Shem Asach Batsim has more responsibilities as a shomer. Mechayiv him. Getting his schar is mechayiv him al shomer more. The question is, maybe I'll what? I said about Shimer could be he's mechuyev to try to get it from the guy. I don't know. It's hard to change halacha. Misvara, I would say he shouldn't have to. Misvara, he feeds potter. So it's a bad problem to get the begayva. What's mechayev of all of the troyach? Rashi says.
Just said in the last command.
All of the troyach acharel.
Just said in the last command, the baal will go after the guy because he paid him. Because he paid the baal, so.
Well, first of all, we had it sad to say that even over there, it was considered a tefiyah, right? Here, it's more than that. Here he has to lay out the money. There's at least, you know...
He's getting kefal, though.
What?
It's a big deal. He's getting kefal.
Who's getting kefal?
Whoever, if they pay the gun, they get kefal.
Either way, but that's not the issue here. It's not the question. He doesn't want to. He wants to pat himself over there. We're forcing him to do it to get the kefal. See, Mitzvara, I would say that he's a shomer. Something happened that he's potter. So Mechtes, he has to lay out the money just because he has somewhere to get it. Why should he have to do that?
Bais
Mechal to Shem Chim Shem Sacher, which makes it even more complicated.
It was lost under his watch.
And Rav says both cases he has to do it. I don't really understand this halacha.
See, Rav, the Ma'aser was lost under his watch. He's
potter though. It was lost in the Eifnei. It was potter. The Dal Shimrim.
But to find him, then you have to go get him.
What? Why?
mitzvah.
I don't think that's the mitzvah. That's all the trayach.
The mitzvah of Achra Chavir.
What?
Oh, Zimur, then you shall eat the mitzvah of Achra Chavir.
Rabbi says, mitzvah of Chazar Achra, Yim Hashem Achina.
Even though it was an onus, you could hear by Hashem
Sof, why would you have to go do that? He's getting
paid,
so it's like, what? You could hear by Hashem Sof, why would you have to go do that? The Rava said that both of them Oisim Oidin. And Rav Huna says Nigna Bainis, Hukar Ganav, it's Tali Hashem Mechinam. He has the option. Shem Asachar. He doesn't have the option. Amalach Rava. How come I skin a guy? She called him a nishba. The grashi koyed him shukar ganav. So maybe if he already swore, yeah, then we're not gonna say he has to pay. He's already potter. If he already swore, it's too late. Maratza oisim oidin. Ratza nishba kama. Obviously, he didn't swear yet. Saying ratza oisim oidin. Rotz and Nishba. Right? So before the Shvua.
If you rather stay, if you have mitzvah to go after the Avina.
After you already swore?
You have a mitzvah to get back to the Avina, no? After the Avina.
It's not true. I understand. It's mitzvah. He has to lay out the money, and then he should get the money from the guy, get reimbursed, right?
Well, yeah, but he's still getting
it. But he already swore, he's potter. Once he already swore, he's potter. You can't make him pay once he swore.
You can make him go get the object, huh?
That's not the issue over here. The means that Rashi says the whole time he has to pay. Mishalom Abayil, Mugif from Manganav. It's not just helping the guy out. There's not anything about it before he's helping the guy out. It's more than that. He's paying and getting reimbursed. So once he swore, he's potter. It says Rotz Oisim Adin, Rotz Nishba. It's Mashmi didn't swear yet. And the Mahak come up. Rotz Hashem Mechinam Oimim B'Shvuasai. Rotz Oisim Adin. And Chanami Taka swore. That's why over here. That's why over here. He doesn't have to. Which comes out if he's a very interesting, right? So in B'Shem Asachar. Yeah? Even if he already swore, he still has to be Oisim Adin. Right? Huge chiddush. Right? Chayes Potter, he's out of picture already. Still he has to lay out the money. It was bainus, right? It was nigna bainus. No. What are we saying? B'Shem Asachar. Rav Huna Bar Abin, yeah? Nidun Bainis, Hukar Ganav, Shem Mechinimu, Ratz Vaisi Medin, Ratz Nishba. Shem Esachu, Vaisi Medin, Vein Nishba. And Rav makes a Kimta, that's talking about, there was Rei Nishba. And the Shail is he Ayn Bishvos or not? Who's a huge Kiddush? That by Shem Esachar, even though he already swore, and Batsim is Potter, he's Mechir to lay out the money now. So now it came. Now that they found the Ganav, he has to lay out the money and go chase the Ganav down. Funny halachas over here. It's funny halachas. Rav Zuti Bayla Hachi Nigdim Abayinis Mehich Zeganav Mebei Shaimer Umeisav Pshia. So Ganav stole it, gave it back, and then it died. Mount Mir Mir and Kiva the Nigdim Bainis, Kolei Shmirasai, the regular that was stolen, he's potter, he's out of parasha. Leave that was stolen by Bainis, which potted him. So now they put it back, he's not a shamer anymore. I don't makiv the hadra hadra shmirasai take.